is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish Home Machine, which is perfect for these crazy times when gyms and schools are closed. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Jonathan Sippas, head women's basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new FastDraw and FastScout. FastDraw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years, and now with its integrated web platform, coaches have the ability to add video to plays and share them directly to their players' Android and iPhones via their mobile app. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. In addition to a great product, they also provide basketball coaching content and resources through their blog and playbank. For access to these plays and more information, visit fastmodelsports.com or follow them on Twitter at fastmodel. Hello and welcome to the 24th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. December's roundtable question is, what is your favorite coaching memory? Our coaching lineup this month includes Terry Alls from Lourdes University, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Matt Gron from the University of Dallas, Nick Legalbo from Lane Tech High School, Ken Rector from Barberton High School, Travis Schwab from Muskingum University, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Shulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential, Lee Swanson from Bunker Hill High School, and Todd Wolfson from St. Francis High School. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will help take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. And don't forget to check out our Hoopheads Pod network of shows, including Thrive with Trevor Huffman, Beyond the Ball, the CoachMaze.com podcast, Players Court, Bleachers and Boards, plus our NBA team pods, Cavaliers Central, Grizz and Grind, Knuck If You Buck, 305 Culture, Blazing the Path, Hashtag Lakers, Motor City Hoops, Spanning the Spurs, and X's and O's NBA Breakdown. Let's hear from our coaches about their favorite coaching memories. Terry Alls from Lourdes University.
One of my favorite memories from college basketball is the night before practice this year. It was like I was a kid at Christmas and couldn't wait to get up the next day to get to practice. So I'm just, you know, I think we're blessed to be able to coach the game at any level. And at the college level, it just, it's more intense. It's more disciplined. I think it's the best basketball. It's the purest basketball it's formed. So I love it. Thanks.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller, head coach at Chatfield Senior High. And this roundtable, we were asked, what was our favorite basketball memory? And it's hard to pick one. There's been many things I've been blessed with so far as a coach. And I'm excited to hopefully make more memories here soon. But always game winners stand out to me. I think I've been a part of about four or five of them that that our teams have hit and kids have hit, and those are always fun because almost all of them have been kids that aren't necessarily our best scorer or best shooter, but they do what they can with what they have at the end of a game, and they help us win the game. We had one this last year that I'll never forget. It was a kid who works his tail off, and he was probably the third or fourth option in the set we ran. And he just had one of those moments where he was in the zone and he hit it, and it was a huge game for us to win. And I'm going to cheat here and tell a second story. Probably one of my best memories is just happened this year. For the first time, I had one of my former players call me and ask me for advice on what to do for his team, on offense, and how to handle parents, and how to talk to kids, and how to get them to buy in. And that was one of the coolest conversations that I've ever had, especially with a former player that I've just now been coaching long enough that they're starting to come back and they're starting to want to grow the game themselves. And that is a fun, good feeling to get as a coach. That's all I have this month. Stay safe out there, guys. If you're playing, enjoy it. Enjoy every second of it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Matt Grime, recruiting coordinator at the University of Dallas.
I don't have a single favorite memory. I really can't narrow it down to one. I have many, many favorite memories. Most of the memories I have that are my favorite are away from basketball with my guys. And particularly after they've ended their eligibility and they're done playing for me. But when it comes to basketball, being on the court with the guys, the favorite memories I have are the feeling I get when the players flip that switch and the light comes on for them, whether they've been working on a particular skill and they're able to demonstrate it successfully and get the results they wanted, or whether it's they're, you know, grasping a concept or a nuance that we've given them, and they're able to show their growth and see how that fits into not only their game, but the total team concept. Those are favorite memories for me, and really what keeps me motivated to continue day to day is knowing that that's going to happen for my current players as well. You know, there are big games. I've been in big games and big moments. You know, sure, those things, I do remember those, but those aren't necessarily my favorites. And I know that it's different for my players because their time is finite. I know that there are big games ahead and big moments ahead for me in the future. So on the non-basketball side of things, by far, those are my favorite. You know, the memories of former players getting married, seeing my former players post pics on social media of their family and kids. Former players, when they call me after they played and they want to share their successes with me. And when they come back to games, and one of my all-time favorites is alumni weekend, when a whole group of those guys get back together and we can hang out and tell a bunch of stories and just spend quality time together. And I know that some of the best memories have yet to be made.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo with Lane Tech High School in Chicago. Today's Hoopheads question, what is your favorite coaching memory? And man, I've just been sitting here and just flooded with so many from my time at Lane and just other wonderful opportunities I've had, but I'm going to try to keep them specific to Lane. One in particular, I just think about a couple seasons back. We've been talking for a long time in our program, just playing in such a high-level league in the Chicago Public League with so many amazing teams, and our program just fighting and scraping and clawing to get into the conversation with these elite programs. We had a really big upset win against a ranked team at home in a big conference game, and we ended up winning that game and getting ranked for the first time in probably 15 to 20 years. And I remember the next day at practice, my assistant coach had the newspaper article framed for me, and it was actually my birthday, and the team had a little get together and a cake, and they all bought me Just for Men because my hair is getting gray, and just a special moment. And I got to come home and celebrate with my family. And it was just a really great feeling knowing that we are getting some recognition and that our program was doing some special things. So shout out to every player that's ever played for us, man. It's been really cool to get to lead our program. So that's my favorite memory. Getting a little nostalgic here. I'd love to hear what everyone else has to say. Thanks.
Ken Rector, Barberton High School in Barberton, Ohio.
Hi, this is Ken Rector. I was the boys basketball coach at Barberton High School for 20 years. I am now 5 years removed from that position. And I think the further you get removed from coaching in a specific position, I think the more crystallized the memories become, or at least the important ones. When I took that job over, the expectations within the community was an undefeated season and a state championship every year. And I think my favorite memory from coaching then would be the first year we won a district title. I think it was my fifth or sixth year on the job. We'd had a lot of wins and we'd come close, but when the expectations are so high, you kind of felt like you were failing every year, no matter what. And when we won our first district title in 2002, it's not any specific play or anything that happened in the game that's my favorite memory, but it's after the game when the game ends, there's chaos going all around, and I see my wife in the middle of the court, and she's got tears streaming down her face, and the two of us just sat there and hugged with everything crazy going on around us, and watched my little kids at the time, the players coming around, picking them up, carrying them around. I don't think people realize, unless you're a coach, the burden that's on, our wives and our children when they're up here in the stands and having to deal with some of that nonsense. But at that moment, that was the only thing that mattered to me. And I think still to this day, that's my favorite memory of being able to celebrate with them and just kind of, being able to know that we did it with a lot of the players' help. But that's my favorite memory.
Hey Hoopheads, we all hate ankle sprains, and they happen way too often. Ankle injuries are the number one sports-related injury. Arise is trying to change that. With the iFast, your athletes get preventative protection and full mobility. Athletes no longer need to wear bulky braces that limit performance and give mediocre protection. Anyone playing sports should be using these products. Keep your athletes in the game. Don't wait for them to get hurt to take action. Visit www.arise.com, spelled A-R-Y-S-E, and use the code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off the future of performance. That's A-R-Y-S-E.com with promo code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off.
Travis Schwab, Muskingum University.
What's up, Hoopheads Nation? This is Travis Schwab, head men's basketball coach at Muskingum University. And my favorite coaching memory occurred back in 2017. It was year two of our time here at Muskingum. And, we were in the midst of trying to, get this thing back rolling. And we had the first winning season we'd had in over a decade here, and it's all because of a group of five seniors that we had who really bought into changing the culture and doing things a little bit different way. But the favorite memory comes from the OAC tournament that year. Muskingum hadn't had an opportunity to play in the OAC tournament for a couple of years, and having a winning record that year, we went in as the number seven seed and had to go play a extremely talented John Carroll team up at their place. And we had split with John Carroll that year, so our guys were confident knowing that if we played well, played together, we could win. And
played an awesome game and ended up winning and advancing to the semifinals of the OAC tournament. But my favorite memory comes from after that game and the pure, raw jubilance of the guys in the locker room, knowing that we had just done something that hadn't been done in a little while. To see the guys bouncing around the locker room, hugging, knowing that the season was not over, that we had an opportunity to go play in the semifinals, and knowing that, you know, we had done something that hadn't been done in a long time. It's something that I'm very prideful of, and something that I will carry with me for the rest of my life. And couldn't thank those five seniors enough. They've been instrumental in kickstarting this this program again. So love those guys, and hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. But we'll see you guys soon. Thanks.
Do you know where to hit the backboard for the highest percentage shots? Do you know when using the backboard is better than taking a direct shot? Be certain that you are taking the highest percentage shots by training with the Shoticle. The Shoticle mounts on your backboard to give you the location of the highest percentage shots. Train with the Shoticle and you will score more. Basketball is a data-driven game, so don't ignore the data and the facts. We worry about the data so you can focus on shooting. Visit Shoticle.com now and start scoring more.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. And the question for this session is, what are some of the best coaching memories that you've had? I think there's a lot of great coaching memories dealing with some great wins. You know, 10 gold medals with USA Basketball certainly is on that level. Six state tournaments when I was coaching high school basketball in Iowa for 42 years was great memories there, as well as coaching your son, which I did for many years there at Mid Prairie High School. But I really think the most and the best memories I have, and the most of them, deal with relationships you have with players. When players come over to your house and you get to know them, and when players come back after they've graduated and you just talk with them. Those are great memories that you have of great kids that some of them may not have been that great of players, but they're just great memories that you have been given the opportunity to coach. That goes on the same level with USA Basketball. You know, guys like Brad Beal and Jason Tatum and Colin Sexton and those guys, when you go watch them play at the NBA arenas and they're happy to see you and they give you hugs, those are the great memories of basketball, maybe even more so than some of the great wins that I've been fortunate to have.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Question is my favorite coaching moment of my career. When your career lasts 34 years so far, you have a lot of them. But I'm going to throw you a couple, and it'll be interesting because they're of all different levels. Being an assistant varsity basketball coach when I'm 23 years old, helping a team go to the state tournament, final eight in the state after getting beat in the district's first round the year before by teaching them the flex and learning how to shoot elbow jumpers and boxing out. If you didn't box out, you did five push-ups. We took a team and went to the final eight in the state. Pretty fun, pretty cool. Becoming the head coach at Chattanooga, my first year Division I head coach, fulfilling my dream and beating Tennessee at Tennessee by one. After one of the assistants on Tennessee staff had employed me as a camp worker when I was young, and all he had me do was make Kool-Aid. Very satisfying. Beating Greensboro and College of Charleston and Bobby Crimmins to go to the NCAA tournament, very special moments. Actually, our first game here at UAH, being back as a college head coach, winning against St. Leo at Montevallo. It's a pretty special moment for me, being back on this level. And I guess there's two more real quick ones. And this is an interesting one. We had a flu outbreak at Chattanooga one year. We took six players, two walk-ons, over to play Western Carolina. None of them, I think we had one, maybe two starters, maybe, at the six players we played. And we battled and battled and battled. I was so proud of our kids, really special, and actually ended up getting beat with 0.3 seconds on the clock. Walking in the locker room, everybody's in tears. And knowing that the scoreboard sometimes doesn't indicate if you won or lost that game. And I'd say the last special time that we had as a head coach is winning 26 games, winning our last 9 games, winning the league at UAH, going back to an NCAA tournament and getting the NCAA tournament taken out from underneath us with COVID. And having a impromptu banquet at a Japanese steakhouse in Lakeland, Florida, and letting our kids talk about their special times, and a really special time bonding with kids during that time after a heartbreak. And a lot of laughs, a lot of tears, a lot of memories. And really, hopefully the memories and your favorite memory in coaching isn't about a win. You know, I talked about we got pounded in the state tournament at University High, but we made it. And we got beat that night at Western Carolina, but we played the game the right way. And through heartbreak with COVID, special times. It's about the journey. It's not about the game. It's about the journey. Hopefully this helped. And good luck to everybody out there as you try to have a season or try to survive having a season. Thanks.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, what is your favorite coaching memory? Like most coaches, there are a lot of different things that you could include in being your favorite coaching memory, whether it's coaching a particular team or in a particular game or individuals. Probably for me, the greatest one, or one of the greatest ones, would be when I coached my son here at Carlisle High School in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Coach Dave Lebo was the head coach here and one of the most successful coaches in Pennsylvania basketball history. He coached his son, Jeff, who later went on to play at North Carolina. And then I followed Coach Lebo as a coach here and coached my son, Jordan. And with that, there's a lot of rewards and there's a lot of difficulty sometimes when you're coaching your own son. So one of the first things that I did when I became the head coach here and knew at some point I'd be coaching my son was to reach out to various coaches who have also coached their sons to get some insight on how they handled that. It was really interesting because, you know, like talking to Coach Lebo, he told me that, you know, when he coached Jeff, he always told him from day one that he had to make sure that he was better than everybody else on the floor. He had to make himself better than everybody else on the floor, that it couldn't even be close or he couldn't play him in front of other people. So that was a great piece of advice, I thought, and I shared that with my son when I was coaching him here, that it couldn't be close, that you had to prove that you were better than everybody in a great way and also be a great teammate. So that was very valuable. Then I can remember talking to coaches like Tubby Smith, because Tubby Smith coached his sons. And when I was working five-star camp in Pittsburgh for Garf, I can remember very clearly Tubby Smith came in as a guest speaker. And I spent some time, I sat down with Tubby at lunch and just talked to Tubby and asked him, you know, how did you handle coaching your son or sons? And he was very insightful and gave me a lot of great stuff on that. And then also I can remember talking to the Hurleys who played for their dad and what it was like playing for their dad, and got some great knowledge and information on, on how that was handled. So, you know, in doing that, I really learned a lot, and I can't say it made it any easier. Maybe it made it a little easier for me in terms of how I would handle him and how when I would come home, we wouldn't be a coach and player relationship. It became a father and son relationship at home. We really didn't talk about, you know, games and how he should be working to improve himself. We would just, you know, watch games together and those kinds of things. So that was really rewarding. And I'll never forget when my son was growing up and he was getting to that high school age, and I was already the coach here at Carlisle, and I thought about stepping down because I didn't want to coach my son and put him through, you know, some of the rigors of having your dad as the coach. And I distinctly remember my wife telling me that, you know, I've spent all this time with him all these years helping to develop in him, and she would not allow me to let somebody else coach him after we've put all this time together and working together. So I thought that was great advice. So the best memory after going through all that and spending all that time in his development and our relationship and all the adversity that he faced being the coach's son, you know, because a lot of people felt like, you know, like you weren't treating him hard enough, or some people might thought you were being too hard. So I tried to find a middle ground there and had a lot of great memories through his career here at Carlisle High School. But probably the greatest memory was when he scored his 1,000th point, and I was able to, you know, I was able to give him a hug and tell him how much I loved him and give him that game ball, you know, afterwards and just seeing the success he had because he had earned it. And all the rewards and all the trials and all the adversity he went through being a coach's son, and then eventually earning that Division I scholarship. So to me, that was probably my greatest memory of coaching. I have a lot of great memories, but that was probably one that, I'll never forget because we shared that together. And that's something that we'll always carry with us, that's their lifetime memories that will stay with us, you know, forever. So I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
I think when you ask coaches what their favorite memories are, it's always a tough thing to do because there's a lot of good ones and unfortunately some bad ones sometimes that you want to forget. So I would say probably the favorite coaching memory is really more about the people we meet and the relationships we develop. I think just remembering all the kids that you've coached and the success that they've had, see them go on to college and get a degree or get married. That's probably the most favorite thing about coaching, just the relationships and the people you meet and seeing how it affects their lives. If I had to pick maybe just one game, probably several years back when I was at my first coaching job, we had a group of seniors that won a huge game on senior night. Against a team that really our school had not had a whole lot of success against. And just to see their joy on senior night, see them do something a lot of people didn't think they could do. And that group of kids was just a really special group of kids. That game is probably my favorite game I've been a part of. I've been a part of a lot of good ones. As far as memories go, I just think it's about relationships. And those are the things I look back on and have the most joy out of more than anything.
Todd Wolfson, St. Francis High School, La Cunada, California.
How you doing? This is Todd Wolfson. I'm the head basketball coach at St. Francis High School, which is right outside Pasadena, California. And the question is, what's my favorite coaching memory? And for me, it's kind of a strange one. Happened about four years ago. And it's when I went to my first wedding. And not just any wedding. It was my first former player's wedding. And it was an unbelievable experience. It was kind of a full circle thing for me as a coach and for those coaches that have gone to that point where one of their former players either is getting married or starting a family or doing something that's beyond basketball, something that's a life experience. It really hits home and it really kind of makes you feel good as a coach and makes you, you know, kind of remind yourself, you know, you're doing this obviously to compete and win and change these lives, but it reminds you that the bigger picture of what's going on and the life lessons you teach as a coach and all the things you do so much more. That for me was the biggest moment, and it was unbelievable. And any of those big moments for a coach is really, really cool. And I enjoy all those moments. Sure, the wins are fun and the big games are fun, but this for me was a cool one. And I'm sure all the coaches that have experienced that in the past with their players, you know, feel the same way. Thanks again. Hope everyone's doing well, staying safe, being healthy. Everyone mask up so we can get this going and resume basketball to the fullest. Take care.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
If you have an existing podcast or are looking to launch your own pod but aren't sure where to start, the team at My Podcast Manager can help. Our podcast team works behind the scenes so you can do what you do best. We'll help you launch your podcast, make it sound great, and free up your time for the more enjoyable parts of podcasting. If you're ready to put your podcast editing, production, and promotion on autopilot with a trusted team of podcasting professionals, visit mypodcastmanager.com to get started.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.